What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, this is Kevin Kelly, and you are listening to the Stardom Cast.
This is Jesse from Club Venus from Stardom, and you're watching Stardom Cast.
Hello, guys, and welcome to the Stardom Cast. I'm your host, Rob Goodin. I'm joined by Matt Turner. And you can see, if you are part of the Patreon, we have got the video live. We have Sean, Editor Sean, has joined us. He is going to be our compere for this Q&A session. Sean, it is a pleasure to see you, good sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I love both you guys. And I was just saying before we went live with this that it's great to match the face, you know, with the voice, your voice with the face. And so, Rob, I got to tell you, I love your work. I love what I've listened to over the years. And it's really a pleasure to be a part of this trio. So Aww. Thank you for having me. And Matt, you know.
Yeah. You know. Go Niners, right? Go Niners.
Hey, look, I got Joe right here.
Oh, that's what I got you for Christmas last year, right?
That's right. Last year he got me the Joe Montana Funko Pop because we both share a love of the 49ers.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
So, I wish I could share that love, but I don't know enough about any sort of American sport for that to be a thing, apart from wrestling.
Totally fine. Listen, my brother-in-law just decided all of a sudden, he's like, I'm going to get into football this year, I think. And I'm like, oh, that's strange. He's 43, and okay. Now he decides he wants to get into it. So let me just tell you, it's been an adventure. Yeah.
Are you his go-to, Sean?
I guess, which means he's in big trouble.
Hey, the 49ers are decent, I think.
No, we are. We're doing very well. Yeah, he decided to be a Jags fan.
Yeah, there's no accounting for taste sometimes.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, sir.
No, I know.
This is kind of also too. This is kind of the official, unofficial Stardom Cast Christmas party. Obviously, Sean and I are about 5 minutes away from each other, and Rob is all the way across from the pond. So we're kind of just, you know, our unofficial, I guess, official, unofficial Christmas party and the Q&A. So
I would have dressed as Buddy the Elf or worn my little Christmas suit.
Well, I sort of have. So I mean, we've got the hat going on. I'm dressed in green.
I'm always
perfect.
Exactly. I'm wearing tan, so you know what I mean. You can't say Merry Christmas without walking the tan road.
I was gonna wear a Matt Turner shirt, and I decided, you know what? We'll plug enough stuff.
We do. You listen to the show every week, don't you, Sean? We do flogging off stuff.
I love it. I love it. If there is Matt Turner merch out there, why I haven't got any is beyond me.
There is a box over here that I went to go send you for your birthday 2 years ago. I forget what's in it, but I know there's at least two Matt Turner shirts. If you remember, yes. I went to go send it to you. It was $219 to send it to you.
Jesus.
So I was like, sorry, buddy. Sorry.
And if there was anything that he was sending to you that was alive, don't worry. He pulled holes in the box. I'm sure it's fine.
I mean, we haven't heard any snuffling or anything for a long, long time, but I'm sure it's just hibernating. It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. As you no doubt know, because you're listening to this, we are putting the audio for this on the free feed, the Q&As, which hopefully will become a quarterly thing. They are going to be on the free feed. The video is going to be on our Patreon for the $5 or the $3, Matt. I can't actually remember which tier we're putting it on.
Let's do it for the $3. Why not?
Let's do it for the $3. So hello, $3 tier and above. You can see our lovely faces and you can see just how gorgeous editor Sean is.
Oh my gosh.
EIC, editor-in-chief.
Editor-in-chief. That's right, the EIC. So sorry. Yes, EIC, Sean.
Like Jim Shooter back in Marvel. Jim Shooter, yeah. Jim Shooter was the big editor for Marvel in the 80s and 70s, 80s, and 90s. And everyone said he was a prick, but it was always Jim Shooter, EIC. And the 1 year at Comic-Con, I think he might have passed now. So, but anywho, the 1 year at Comic-Con, I was walking through his booth, rocking by his booth, and it was just a big sign that said, Jim Shooter, editor-in-chief. So now I just call Sean that. Sean, editor-in-chief, EIC, editor-in-chief.
Absolutely, and that is how he will be known from forevermore now. Sean, perfect. Editor-in-chief.
By the way, Matt, I had to tell you, I thought of you on Christmas Day. Jade sure came over to exchange gifts with me, and every year we exchange ornaments, you know, to put on the tree. It's the thing we've done forever. She gave me the Hallmark 2023 ornament of Avengers 1.
Oh, the comic
book really cool. I'll have to send a picture to you.
Yeah, that awesome. Sounds amazing. Awesome. That's
that sounds so that's cool. But yes, so Sean, editor in chief, see? Self-edited. See? Look at that.
We'll have to get him his own shirt. Plug away.
I am ready for it.
Don't worry. It's coming soon. If you want a Sean editor in chief shirt, let us know. But Sean is going to be reading your questions to us from Twitter, Patreon, Discord, wherever you have asked your questions. We'll do our best to answer them. I can't promise that they will be decent answers. Or even
they will be answers.
They will be answers. That is the most important thing. They will in some way be words, that I can promise you. But without further ado, shall we get the show on the road?
Let's do it, boys.
Let's do this.
All right. So, again, thank you guys for having me. My name is Sean, and we are going to do the thing. All right. So, the first question comes to you guys from Chrissy at Damage Controller on X, formerly known as Twitter. Hey, guys. Was wondering if the Stardom Cast crew has maybe a top 10 list of matches they'd recommend for a newer fan or someone who's just getting into the product. Now, in the interest of time, I don't know that 10 is going to be possible because I think for the two of you to come up with a list of 10 is going to take several hours.
Yes.
Here's what I would like to ask you.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Do you have a shared top match?
Yes. I think we both have a match that's top of our tree.
Okay. So if you guys had to recommend that one, just for starters, if you had to recommend that one match, like, look, this is the match you've got to watch.
Stardom or all of wrestling? Are we just doing just Stardom?
Stardom.
I believe, I'm assuming it's with regards to Stardom.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like, my mind went here. Now I only need to go here.
Nope. But yeah, I think this is going to be about Stardom.
Yeah.
What do you recommend, guys?
Go ahead, brother. I mean, we pretty much have the same taste, but go ahead. Rattle a couple off and I'll rattle a couple off as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have the shared.
Do your top three.
I mean, the shared match that me and Matt always go to is the second Mayu Iwatani versus Io Shirai match from Year End Climax 2016. 17 minutes of pure carnage. It's great. Epitomizes everything that there is to love about Stardom and is, on top of that, just a banging match. So that's what we actively encourage you to go and watch, which is awkward because it's one of the matches that isn't on Stardom World, but it is readily available everywhere else. So I think it's
on YouTube.
I think it's on YouTube. Yeah. There's like four versions of it on YouTube. So just go to YouTube. But there's like so many matches that are good because Stardom just have fantastic wrestlers. So nine times out of 10, if it's a red belt match, if it's a white belt match, it's going to be a fantastic match. If you want to go back and sort of delve into some like real archived stuff, then anything from Io Shirai's second reign with the belt, V14, except for the Casey Owens match. Sorry, Casey Owens. Don't bother searching that one out. Or the Taya Valkyrie match either, I wouldn't bother with. But everything else is really, really, really good. And then, to be honest, take your pick of any title match, probably from the end of 2021 onwards. Any title match, you're not going to be disappointed. But yeah, Matt, what about you?
I'm going to echo what Rob said. I'm going to say I'd watch the Utami versus Sherry trilogy, especially not only if you're new to Stardom, but if you're trying to get in the wrestling business, because that sometimes you watch that Io and Mayu stuff. It's amazing. But if you're like just starting out to get into wrestling, you're not going to get there just yet, not unless you're some sort of crazy super athlete. But if you want to watch selling and storytelling, watch them in order. It's Sherry versus Utami. Match one is from the Cinderella final back in, I believe, June of 2021. Match two was the very first Dream Queendom. It was the date is 12/29/2021. And then match three was from Stardom Gold Rush back in, I believe, October or maybe November of 2023. But November. November. So I would watch them in order because then they progress. But Sherry versus Utami, they're a series of matches. But as far as you want to give five, I have five matches that break what I call my Stardom scale. Rob already said Io versus Mayu 2, Io versus Mayu 3 to complete the trilogy. And then last year's Dream Queendom with Sherry versus Julia as the main event from December 29th, 2022. Outstanding match. Hazuki versus Saya Kamatani. We talk about that match so much from the Triangle Derby last year for the Wonder of Stardom Championship. And probably the match I literally mentioned the most on this podcast. We got to go tag match. Thunder Rock, Mayu and Io Shirai.
All the time.
Versus Kairi and Mako Satomura. And from Cork and Hall for the Goddess of Stardom tag belts. And speaking of Kairi, Mako Satomura, go watch Kairi versus Mako Satomura for their two matches for the World of Stardom Championship. I know, obviously, Kairi is very big in the public eye now since her return back to Stardom, but I would definitely seek out the two Kairi versus Mako Satomura matches for the World of Stardom Championship, because boy, Kairi just takes a licking and keeps on ticking in those matches and really brings it to an absolute ass kicker like Mako Satomura. Really?
Now you understand why I didn't ask you guys for a top 10.
Well, you might be a whole episode. You asked us for one, and we came up with about six matches.
I don't, by the way, if you're just listening to this on the free feed, and you're not a member of the Stardom Cast Patreon, or if you're a new member to the Patreon, if you like what you hear from Matt Turner and Rob, Matt is regularly putting out retrospective pieces that you can find on the Patreon. There are dozens of them, I know, because I've had to edit a lot of them. But,
and Sean puts in the music. I know that a lot of people say, well, I like over the past year or so, whatever retrospective we're doing, the music for that person is cut in. So I asked Sean, I said, can you do this? He's like, yeah, absolutely. Just send me that and send me the YouTube video of or the YouTube theme of the theme. And we started with Hanan's theme, the H-A, and that's the one we started with. So if there's Starlight Kid, instead of in the regular themes that we do are the weekly show, it's the Mayu Championship theme. So what it is if you, again, if you haven't heard it or if you're new, what we do is we take that theme out and we put, if it's Utami, Utami's theme, Azumi, right. Azumi's theme, Saya's theme, and
Saya Kamatani's was a highlight for me. I must stop
there. Yeah. So that's what we do. And that's all because of the handsome man over here, Mr. Sean EIC.
Thank you very much. By the way, if you're listening to this on the free feed, you don't see the video. I have a face for radio. Anyway.
No. Don't believe it for a second, people.
I just want to mention though, I appreciate the shout out there. I actually really have enjoyed learning about and listening to each of these themes, and some of them I've taken a little creative liberty with and done a little bit of remixing with them when I put them on there. It's just fun. They're such great themes, so I totally understand why you want them to be a part of the project. But anyway, let me keep going here. Next up we have at Perfidious Sin on X. More list stuff, but let's just do this.
Yes.
I'm going to try and help you guys here with time. So
thank you.
I'd like you to each take a second, and I want each of you, whoever wants to go first, tell me your non-stardom match of the year.
For last year.
Yep.
Matt, after you.
It's not only my non. Yeah, I mean, I did my top 10 list, and I put it up on my personal Facebook, and I don't think a stardom match hit until 4 or 5. But because that's how good the wrestling was around the world. But from Tokyo Dome, Wrestle Kingdom last year, Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega
match.
Yeah, that was my match, match of the year in all of wrestling, not just Stardom, but all of wrestling.
Yeah, mine too. Danielson MJF as well.
That was my number three.
February was fantastic. To be honest, Danielson, you know, the man is made up of sellotape and prayers at this point. And he just doesn't miss. Like that match he's had with Okada yesterday, as we record, was incredible. I think it's been given 5.25 stars by Meltzer in the newsletter today. And that is just...
And it wasn't even the best match of the day.
It wasn't even the best match of the day. Anything Danielson does is pretty damn incredible. So yeah, I've got to go with Matt on this one. Omega versus Ospreay was just it was one of those matches where you needed a cigarette afterwards. You were like, oh my god, what have I just seen? It was one of those that sort of went from enjoyable to hellishly uncomfortable to really enjoyable again. And there aren't many matches that make me go through that roller coaster of emotion. So that was a clear number one for me.
So having had limited exposure over the years to Will Ospreay because he wasn't, you know, part of the domestic product here so much in the U.S., I was late to the party. I remember Matt shooting me a few texts while he was watching or after he had watched Wrestle Kingdom in the middle of the night, like, you know, a normal person does. And
with his 20 minutes sleep.
Yeah. And so I ended up watching that match and I was already a Kenny fan. You know what I mean? I've seen a lot of his stuff. Boy, I unabashedly became just a massive Ospreay fan, and I'm so excited that it looks like we're going to see a lot more of him, you know, on American TV. So I'll take more of that anytime. And you know what that means? Hopefully we get a good rematch and another rematch between him and Kenny, because their matches have been great.
Yeah. So absolutely.
All right. Next up, at Mr. James Carlin on Twitter. How's it going, Mr. James Carlin? My name is Sean EIC. If you guys could each choose one retired stardom wrestler who is still alive to bring back for another run, one more run, who's it going to be?
We have the same one. I guarantee you go first.
No, because I know who yours is going to be, and I don't think it's the same.
Really?
Yeah. Go on, you go first.
Arisa Hoshinki.
Yeah, I knew it wouldn't be the same.
Get wrecked.
I definitely, if I got the choice of having Arisa back, 100%, but there's someone I'd have back more than Arisa.
What do you got?
Jungle Kiona. I would have Jungle Kiona back in a heartbeat. Just because, like, we saw Arisa at the top of the card, I'd happily see her in Stardom again. Like, if she announced tomorrow that she was coming back, I would lose my mind. But Jungle Kiona, just every match she was plugged into, very much like Azuki is now, there was just no middle ground. It was either nothing or all. Like, there was just, like, go mode for Jungle. And just every match, you knew you had to watch it because it was must-see. And she departed in what can only be described as really mystical and acrimonious circumstances. And she just, we never got that sort of tie off moment. We never got that singles title reign that she so desperately deserved. And I just feel for her, it would have been so nice to have the ending that she deserved for all the effort that she put in. And just because she was such an amazing hand, you know, whether it was in the tag division or whether it was, you know, leading a unit like she did with Jan, or whether it was having tile match at the top of the card, wherever she was plugged in, she was fantastic, and she's still sorely missed, in my opinion.
All right, that's a really good answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I could see Matt just taking it all in.
Well, I knew his was going to be Arisa. The moment that question got asked, I was like, he's going to say Arisa, because, you know, any sane human wants Arisa back.
All right, Matt, this one is coming at you.
Uh-oh.
This one comes to you from at Joey Image YT, our good friend, who I am certain.
How many swear words are in this? Because we try to keep a clean show.
Oh, no. I deleted them all out. All of them are gone.
An appearing a question.
That's pretty much it. Who is, and that's it. I had to take the rest. So, the Italian Stallion, Joey Image.
What a guy.
Wants to know. Completely objective, by the way.
Obviously.
Who's Matt Turner's favorite indie wrestler?
Joey Image. It's only if he asks the question, the answer is Joey Image. If he says, who's my favorite character in Goodfellas? Joey Image.
Hey, who's your favorite breakfast cereal mascot?
Joey Image. Image. If he says,
me
who's
too.
Your favorite? Who's your favorite member of Black Sabbath? Joey Image.
Who's your favorite member of Belle Biv DeVoe?
Joey Image.
Joey Image, obviously.
Last question. What Stardom wrestler retired would I want to see come back? Joey Image.
Who's your favorite member of Simon and Garfunkel?
Joey Image. You got to know Joey Images. He's an acquired taste. He's the best. Hi, Joey. I hope you're listening. He really is. He's the definition of a good brother. But it's an unwritten rule that you just got to put the brother over, and he will be with you forever. And now, obviously, Rob, you're flying over in a couple months for WrestleMania.
We will
bump into him some way or another. Hopefully you show up somewhere, brother, somewhere in Philly. We're gonna be there Thursday through Sunday. So
we'll make plans.
Maybe stop at an indie show. We'll figure something out, buddy. We'll figure something out. What was I going to say? So you and I'm not going to spoil this. I think I've told Sean this story, and we're not, because I want Joey to tell you the story of a drunken Marty Jannetty. It's all I'm going to say. When you see Joey, give him a big hug. I know you'll thank him for the awesome Kong interview.
Yeah, and be like, Joey, hey, if Matt, you're listening, thank you so much for that. It was awesome. Thank you.
But you do have to. You have to say, hey, Matt wants me to ask you the story. Tell him the story of the drunken Marty Jannetty story. Yes. Yep.
Well, I know that sober Marty Jannetty is a time and a half. So a drunken Marty Jannetty is just going to be carnage, isn't it?
And he winds up leaving a voicemail on his phone that I think he still has somewhere on a WAV file. This was like 20 years ago, and it's amazing. He played it for me. He was like, yeah, I was hanging out with Marty Jannetty. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, we got hammered. I go, what? He's like, yeah, listen to this voicemail left on my phone at 4:30 in the morning. That's all I'm going to say. I better shut up because I will ruin it.
Cannot wait. Remember Chuck Norris? The man so strong that he birthed an entire category of jokes about his unparalleled strength. We all have a favourite joke, right? Chuck Norris can do a wheelie on a unicycle. Some people are afraid of the dark. The dark is afraid of Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris makes onions cry in the evergreen. When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he's pushing the earth down. Have you ever wondered what happened to him? Well, I recently saw a video of the now 84-year-old Chuck Norris, and let me tell you, he still looks like he can beat the sun in a staring contest. He says he's even stronger, has more stamina, and plenty of energy left over for his grandkids since making one simple health change that helps his digestion and nutrition. In fact, he still says he feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even made the same change, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger and has more energy than an Azumian Starlight Kid high-speed match. Many of us, myself included, do not include the necessary fruits, vegetables, and other herbs that increase health and energy in our own diets. And it's a lingering problem for a lot of us. And actually, I don't mind telling you that my stomach feels like it's been on the receiving end of a Hazuki pump kick on more than one occasion because of it. However, Chuck Norris has made a special video that explains how he has incorporated these things with just one simple product. And you can watch it now by going to mymorningkick.com/stardomcast. It may change your approach to your own health. Once again, that's mymorningkick.com/stardomcast. And now, back to this week's episode.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
By the way, just a quick aside, I'll never forget this. Joey Image was at the very first show that I ever did ring announcing for back in 2012. And he was a super nice dude to me. And, you know, Joey, I miss you. I love you, man. And I hope all is well. And Joey Image is my favorite indie wrestler.
Do you know what? It is so weird because my favorite indie wrestler happens to be the one and only Joey Image.
It's Joey Image.
It has to be Joey Image.
We're still getting those tattoos, right?
Absolutely. Just Joey and Image. I have to do it on both because I don't have enough muscle for like both names.
I'm getting mine on my neck like Cody Rhodes.
Oh my God. Just get Joey's face on your neck.
Massive Joey.
Blowing you a kiss. All right. Next up. We've got, and I hope I pronounced this right, we've got Steve Kaklamanos on from Patreon.
Hi, Steve.
He says, hi.
Hello.
That's how we start. Hi. Yep, okay. I've actually started lifting weights again. So if we haven't covered
So this
before,
is directed at you, Matt.
You say that, but the rest of the question is, Rob, how can I just stop doing this entirely? No, I'm kidding. It's not. It says, hey, I've actually started lifting weights again. So if we haven't covered it before, I'm interested in what Matt's workout regimen is, how he alternates different exercises on different days throughout the week, etc. So basically, Matt, what's your strategy? What would you recommend to somebody who's just getting into weightlifting, you know, to give them sort of a complete package? And, you know, what do you do?
I'll try to keep this concise because we will literally be here for hours upon hours.
I just want to say, you know, you could probably do an episode just talking about that for people. I'm serious.
Maybe you should put that on the $10 tier, just like Matt Turner video workouts.
And then I'll take a video of me doing my protein shake.
Absolutely.
The thing with working out, and this is for everybody, consistency is key. It really is. And I think everybody should be spending it. Everybody. I don't care what you need to be. Everybody needs to spend at least 3 hours a week working out. Because you're working on yourself. You're working on yourself, and that's where you need to spend your most time. Your health is the most important thing in the world. And I hate it when people say, I don't have time to work out. Again, 3 hours a week. That's literally a half an hour a day for 6 days. You don't even need to work out 7 days. You don't need to be a maniac like me. I missed maybe two or three workouts in the last two or three years. I don't miss because it's consistent. It's part of my daily routine. It's like, why did you brush your teeth today? Well, I brushed them yesterday. Why did you make your bed? It's literally part of my daily routine. Now, as far as what my workouts consist of, I do my workouts early in the morning for two reasons. One, it's the best time for me to get my workout in, really the only time. And two, I do fasted cardio because there's nothing in my system because I didn't eat yet. So what I'll do is I'll start every workout with stretching, which you should stretch. Stretch out first, and then I do 30 minutes of cardio. And the reason number two is why I do my cardio, my workouts in the morning. And Sean will back me up on this. My wife is a phenomenal cook. And if I didn't do my fasted cardio to burn my fat, I'd be about 250. Because my wife is an amazing cook and I love to eat. I love to eat. So that's what I start every workout with. Stretching and then 30 minutes of cardio. And then you can break down your body parts into, you have six main body parts. You have your shoulders, legs, chest, tries, back, and biceps. And keep it really simple. Work your shoulders with your legs, and then you're going to work your chest with your tries. And the reason why I say chest and tries is because the main workout a lot of people do with chest is your bench pressing. Now, for you on video, you can see I'm going to So if you imagine yourself doing a bench press, you're working your chest there. But think about it. Your main muscle you're working is your chest. Your secondary muscle you're working is your tricep. So not only you're doing a chest workout, but you're doing a tricep workout as well. So you're doing a 2-for-1. It's the same thing with back and biceps. If you're doing most back workouts, you're using your biceps to do that as well. So separate it like that. And if you're just starting workout, not unless you have a personal trainer with you or somebody that really knows what they're doing that's by you, for the first 3 or 4 months, strictly use just the cables. Because if you use the free weights, you might be doing something wrong. You might pull something. You might tear something, and you don't want to do that. But the consistency is key. If you're planning on working out, work out. Make the time for working out. And I will quote one of my ultimate heroes, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when I heard him 5 or 6 years ago do a speech at a college saying, everybody says they need 8 to 9 hours. No. The body only really needs 5 to 6 hours of sleep. And if you really, I know some scientists said that, but Arnold said it. And who are we to say that Arnold's wrong?
There you go.
And his thing was sleep faster. You will learn your body to sleep faster. So say I'm using Sean, for example. Say Sean gets 8 hours of sleep and I get 6. So now I'm just for the sake of time. So I'm getting 6, Sean's getting 8, right? And I've taught my body how to sleep faster. So now that's 14 hours more a week I have to get stuff done than Sean. Not only that, but say there's 30 days in the month, I have 60 more hours in the month to do stuff, to work on my goals, to work on my fitness, to even watch, binge a show than Sean does. Well, you know, if for the people that say that you don't have time, that's a bunch of part of my language bullshit, because I can't stand it. I'm the busiest person in the world and I find time to work out. Everybody should be working out at least 3 hours a week. Again, that's a half an hour a day for 6 days a week. And if you don't have a local gym, Google the Gotch Bible. YouTube the Gotch Bible. You can work out at home, folks. You can work out at home. But that's how I would do how I would do it, Steve. I would break it down to shoulders, legs, chest, tries, back and buys. Do at least 3 days a week. And then if you want to bump it up to a fourth day where you do just cardio, if you want to bump it up to a fifth day where you do maybe one exercise per body part to like complete the cycle. That's what I do.
So it's head and shoulders, knees and toes.
That's right, buddy.
Okay.
And just quickly, sorry, Sean, I am just going to interrupt just for 2 seconds. It's funny you should mention Arnold Schwarzenegger, because I've heard, actually, funnily enough, that his favorite independent wrestler is Joey Image.
So
imagine that.
That's a great segue, though, because I was going to mention, Matt, I know you excused yourself, but just for everyone listening, keep in mind, we did have to take out all of the Joey Image swears. Matt Turner, stay in the goddamn show. Next up, we got Bearded Face Killer on Patreon. All right, so he's got 4 questions here. I know that time is a factor for this particular Q&A, but we can maybe go in depth if we do, or, you know, next time we do one.
Yeah.
But Rob.
Yes.
Why don't you pick a number 1 through 4? And I'm going to give you one of his questions. And then Matt, I'm going to give you a different one.
I swear to God, if this is about working out. Bearded Face Killer, don't do me bad now. I'm going to go, let's go 3.
3. Mm. Rob, who in your opinion can step up and fill Tam's shoes?
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Joey Image.
Joey Image. Yeah, absolutely. Give him a run, Rossi. Jeez. I mean, obviously, you know, Tam said she's coming back. She's not retiring, which is good, obviously, because I'd need to find a new podcast co-host, because I'm not sure Matt would ever recover from that. But it's a loaded roster. And the youth of that roster is insane. There's 2 people probably that I'd choose as sort of a top person, if that's what you're looking for. First one, Saya Kamatani, who I think has got the athleticism, she's got the youth, she's an uber baby face as well, so she can be that sort of person that you sort of plug in at the top. Well, technically 3, because I suppose Hannon can also be that in however many years, you know, 3-4 years, she could be that top of the company baby face as well. And then Micah, who of course has just won the red belt, spoilers for anyone that hasn't seen the pay-per-view. But I think that she is sort of the heir apparent to Julia in the way that they are building her. So those are, in my opinion, if Tam were to disappear from Stardom, which obviously, again, doesn't happen, Matt, so don't worry, wearing the Tam shirt, I'd go with a mix, you know, Saya Kamatani, Hannon, or sort of left field Micah.
Fair, fair. All right, now, Matt, well, I would love to give you the chance to jump into that one. I'm going to give you a different one here because I do want to try and get two of his questions in.
Okay. Sure.
All right, so I really like both of these questions. I know I said there's three others, but I'm going to pick between these two of these. Okay. I'm going to do two of them, but I'm going to need you to answer the first one rather quickly, okay?
Okay.
Matt, where do you think Julia would fit in better, AEW or WWE?
WWE, because that's where they're giving right now what Triple H is booking. WWE, look what he's done with Io, Kyrie. I think it doesn't matter where she goes, she knows how to get over. But WWE, it's a bigger audience, and Triple H is doing a great job with the women's division. Not that Tony Khan's not, but
right, no.
Just WWE, yeah.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's a great answer because that's going to go right into the other question, which is going to be, what do you think Julia's ceiling is? This could be for the both of you, but what do you think Julia's ceiling is in WWE, and will they let her be the Stardom version of Julia? I just want to say, just my experience with the WWE, you better get used to whatever the new name is going to be.
It'll be Julia. It'll just be spelled with a J.
That's right. That's right.
J-O-O-L-I-A.
Perfect.
It's funny, like, had you asked me this question 18 months ago, Julia's ceiling could have been anywhere between someone's mouthpiece to, you know, women's champion. It literally depended what side of the bed Vince McMahon woke up on that morning. I know that at the moment, Triple H is trying to sort of make better the image that WWE can't book foreign talent. Which is a statement right. That has plagued them for many, 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 many years. And we talked a bit about this, about how Io Shirai is obviously currently the women's champion on SmackDown. Shinsuke Nakamura has had, she's so good. Kairi Sane has been brought back. Asuka's obviously in a prevalent position. Shinsuke Nakamura has just been plugged into a feud with Seth Rollins and is now in a feud with Cody. So they are doing their best to rehabilitate the image in that, in which case, if you put Julia on the main roster, then, you know, the sky is the limit, because the matches that she would have with, say, a Rhea Ripley would be incredible, and it would be something that you don't get from the women's division currently. However, will she be able to be the Stardom Julia? No, I don't think so, because at the moment, especially top tier Julia is a very sort of brawling fighter, and though that might be fine in WWE, there will be elements that she has to get used to in American TV wrestling, whether it's wrestling for the hard cam, you know, taking breaks because of ad breaks, or, you know, sort of toning it down for TV, ready for pay-per-views, or whatever it is. There's going to be an element of change in Julia's wrestling wherever she ends up. That's not just in WWE, though. That's in AEW. That's if she randomly decides, no, I'm done with both these, I want to go to Defy Wrestling in Seattle. You know, she's going to have to get used to those sort of things. Matt.
Yeah, I agree with Ra. I know we're getting ready to wrap this baby up. But yeah, I agree with Rob that there's really not much of a ceiling for her, just because of the way the booking, with Triple H doing the booking and, you know, Shawn Michaels and whatnot, because we've seen with Io, Kyrie, and Asuka, they're on the top of the card on SmackDown. You're going to get maybe 70-80% of Stardom Julia. What I mean by that, no shoot headbutts, no Northern Lights bomb, no pile driver through the tables. However, tell me 70% Julia. Name me three wrestlers on that roster that are better than 70% Julia. And I'm not knocking the WWE women's division. I think it's phenomenal. I think it's the second best women's division in all of wrestling. It's just Julia's that good. Julia's that good that she can adapt her style and still be better than the majority of the men and the women on the WWE roster.
She's still got that star power, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Not to cut into you elaborating on that, but do you guys have time for one more?
Always.
Yeah. Let's do one more.
Last one.
Here we go. Here we go. This is from Brad Ryder on Patreon. Okay. So this is a little wordy, so bear with me here. Okay. But as a relatively new Stardom fan, just over a year in, is there much improvement with the wrestlers? What I mean is, if someone is slotted to be lower on the card and be like a pin eater, what are the changes that they would have to go through to move up the card? Like someone like Yuna or Waka, they tend to be pin eaters of their factions, but can they ever move up to be a champion? And do you think we'll ever see another Stardom draft for movement between factions, or a faction leader elimination match, like when Momo turned on QQ to join Odotai, or SLK going to Odotai, that sort of thing? So I guess there's two questions in that. One, can wrestlers who are just coming in, you know, to be pin eaters, things like that at the bottom of the card, is there something that allows them to work their way up to champion? And then also the question about the Stardom draft, do you think we'll ever see another one with big changes and faction leader shifts?
I mean, Mayu Iwatani is the big one to go to. She, you know, she was the pin eater in Stardom for ages and ages and ages when the company started. She was the last of the rookie class to actually get a pinfall victory. And people thought she was going to quit and all sorts. And then she's ended up being, you know, the icon of Stardom and the most enduring sort of wrestler in the company's history. So I'd say, yeah, absolutely. It's a culmination of things. You know, we saw it with Micah this year. Stardom were all for putting Suzu Suzuki with the red belt. And then Micah got over organically with the crowd. Therefore, plans change. You know, if Yuna Mizumori, you know, she gets that opportunity, say someone gets injured, she's plugged into a white belt match, she knocks it out of the park, crowd get behind her, and she rides that momentum. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think there's a ceiling on many people in Stardom. And again, Mayu Iwatani, I love the fact that you changed your name to the ERC.
Better late than never, bitches.
All in the ring.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think there's a ceiling per se. I think there are some wrestlers that don't get singles runs just because there is only a finite amount of time and a finite amount of singles championships. You know, Mei Sakurai is really over. Is she going to be a future red belt, white belt champion? I would say not, probably. A lot of it depends on age as well. I know Waka is, is she in her 30s, I think? Or is she late 20s, early 30s?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think she's late 20s. I could be wrong.
So, you know, a lot of it is age dependent and stuff like that. Not because, you know, you can't be great.
31.
She's 31. There you go. You know, not that you can't be great into either. I mean, look, AJ Styles, the man's like 840 and looks incredible.
843.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Thank you, fact check.
Hey, I got you guys. I got you.
Thank you. Nothing but correct facts here on the Stardom Cast. But yeah, like, you know, there's only a certain amount of time, and especially in Japanese wrestling, where you can wrestle that style without your body just giving way. So yeah, there's a lot of factors. I would say no, though. I don't think there's a ceiling on many wrestlers. It's just a case of who is best for business, I'd say as well, Matt.
Yeah. Basically, how do you move up the card on Stardom is basically how you move up the card in any job. Work your ass off. Don't take no for an answer. Work on your promos, work on your gear, get into the gym, ask the people above you what I need to do to get better. If you have friends that are in different companies that are higher up, ask them for advice, send your tapes or YouTube clips or whatever, and just work your ass off and just go ahead and work your ass off to get better. Yeah. Don't take no for an answer. Show up early, stay late, and just be a good employee. That's just in any job, not just Stardom, but I can see anyone that's a current pin eater being somewhere at the top of the card in the next 12 to 18 months. Why not? And as far as the question is the Stardom draft, we haven't seen one in a while. I don't think that we're going to, and I could be wrong because I'm wrong quite a bit. But no, I don't think that we're going to see a Stardom draft in the future, even though there's a lot of wrestlers, especially with the split of DDM, that are currently without a faction. But I think you'll probably see one or two factions pop up in the next few months, and then you will kind of get everything kind of maybe sorted out by the time we get to All-Star Grand Queendom.
They just tend to use elimination matches for like draft for faction defections and stuff, don't they?
For what it's worth, my 2 cents on that question, just real quick, to go along with what you were saying, Matt, is pretty much like you were saying, like, you know, like any job or anything, you know what I mean? It's not about asking, you know, what you have to do to get noticed. It's I think you just have to work and put yourself in a position for anything where you just become undeniable. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. So,
I mean, look at Kofi Kingston. Kofi Kingston, WWE, is the perfect epitomization of that. Like, he was never supposed to be there, but got a chance, capitalized on it, became a world champion at WrestleMania. So, you know, yeah. If that can happen, it can happen to anyone in stardom, definitely.
Anything is possible. Hey, listen, a lot of great questions. Thank you to Chrissy, to Perfidious Sin, to James Carlin, Joey Image, the Italian Stallion, Bearded Face Killer, and Brad Ryder. All excellent questions. Thank you guys all for submitting the questions. Rob, Matt, I want to thank you for having me be a part of this Q&A, and hopefully we can do this again sometime.
That was awesome. Absolutely. Loved it. Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Sean. It's been an absolute blast, my friend.
All right.
But ladies and gentlemen, that brings an end to this Q&A. I know that there was some questions we didn't quite get to, but don't worry, we will get to them next time. We will be doing these quarterly. They will be dropping in your feeds with more regularity than they have been. That is a promise. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're over on patreon.com/stardomcast, you can check us out on social media. If you haven't already subscribed, check us out wherever you get your podcasts. If you think we've earned it, a 5-star review would be lovely. A comment would also be great. But yeah, if you want to talk to me on Twitter, you can at Real Rob Goodwin. Sean, before I turn to Matt, is there anywhere you would like to plug before we go?
Sure. I do a lot of stuff. So let's see. You can find me through my one account if you'd like, The Guy for the Gig, on nice. All social media. Or you can find me at Sean, S-E-A-N, Sean on the drums.
Nice. Like it.
Thank you.
Matt Turner, sign us off, good sir.
Questions, comments, Matt Turner, OF, on the Instagram and or the Twitter. Shoot me an email as well. TheStardomCast22@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me via email. Folks, like I always say, it's just not my podcast. It's our podcast because we're all together. Everybody's different. Everybody's special.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.